The popular event attracted about 1,200 visitors the last time USGS opened its doors to showcase the work of the 55 people employed at the observatory. The agency has also canceled a student volcanology day planned for next weekend at Mount St. Helens National Volcanic Monument. Both events were planned as highlights of the center's Volcano Awareness Month. That's just the latest concrete effect of the sequestration. John Ewart is the scientist in charge of the observatory and says sequestration combined with other recent cuts to his budget means long-term research will suffer, and he worries young people will lose interest. He says scientific understanding is like infrastructure.
It's intellectual infrastructure, and if we don't keep it up, if we don't keep renewing it with young people that are interested in science, that are interested in addressing the problems to society, then it starts to break down and we start to lose it, a little bit like a bridge decaying and becoming, you know, a hazard to the public.
Most federal agencies are facing a hiring freeze and a hold on all non-essential training and travel, as well as the prospect of pay cuts in the form of short-term furloughs. National parks and forests are facing a 5% across-the-boards cut. As a result, travelers to Mount Rainier will find closed doors at Ohana Pekosh Visitor Center. At Olympic National Park, roads near Hurricane Ridge have not been plowed, limiting access until the snow melts. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.